Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. Before I introduce my next guest, which I got a special guest in today, but just want to remind you, you can go to our webpage, wjbmradio.com, and you can listen to other interviews, other spotlight shows, and also you can, you know, hook directly and stream through our webpage. Now, to introduce the one, the only, Erica Heitzig. Welcome, Erica.
Thank you.
Yes, Miss Jersey. Now, of course, Erica, I called her up and I said, hey, why don't you come in for a spotlight show? She goes, well, what are we going to talk about? I go, Erica Heitzig, that's what we're going to talk about.
It's an easy topic for me to talk about.
Yes, well, let's get on to Erica Heitzig. First of all, your maiden name is?
Smith. Yes.
And your father?
My father is Doug Smith, the owner and operator of Smith's Pest Control.
Oh, yes. I've heard about him on Facebook.
Oh,
occasionally.
I'm sure you have.
Yes.
Everyone has.
And your mother?
My mother is Kim Marshall. She is the owner and operator of Marshall Chevy GMC.
Yes, I know her very well. And your sister?
My sister is back in the service department at Marshall's, so you might know Mandy Smith from that as well.
And you're married to the big guy.
I'm married to the local milkman, Dustin Heitzig. He is owner and operator of Heitzig Distributing, which
delivers the milk.
He delivers the Prairie Farms milk.
Prairie Farms, yes. The best milk you can buy. Now, do you have to help in that process at all? You don't have to milk any cows or anything.
We don't actually have any cows to milk. That part's done for us, and I'm glad.
My mom's 92 years old, Jeannie, and she loves telling stories, and she loves to tell about her milking stories, milking cows.
Yeah. Well, I always said I wanted to marry a farmer, and I like to pretend I kind of did because he is out delivering milk. I just don't have to be the actual milkmaid, so I appreciate that.
Okay, enough of the others. Now we get to Erica. Now, Erica, of course, you went to school here.
Yes.
Grew up here.
Yes.
Where'd you end up going to college?
I went to Eastern Illinois University.
Me too.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Cool.
Well, yeah. So you went there, got a teaching degree?
I did.
Yes.
My degree is actually career in technical education with an emphasis in family and consumer sciences, which sounds quite fancy.
Yes. Well, my degree was industrial technical education, which, in teaching, probably, we were probably in the same building.
Yeah, probably. Like, we would both be considered career in technical education in 2024.
I was just ahead of you a while.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Was Jerseyville your first job?
It was actually my second. I got my first teaching job was in Liberty, Illinois. I replaced a retiring teacher in the month of December. So I actually lived in Quincy for a short period of time. But after that was up, I came back home and subbed for a year. And then I just wrapped up I don't know if it was my 18th or 19th year, but I've been around a while.
Yes. So what is your teaching position? What do they call that?
I have two roles. I am a family and consumer sciences teacher, which some don't realize what that is, but basically it's formerly home ec. So home economics got a new name. So it is more about teaching career skills on top of practical heritage skills and working some technology into that as well. And then I'm also the workforce development coordinator at the high school. So I help students seek out employment, and they're actually able to earn credit throughout their school day. But on top of that, I coordinate field trips. I help students find job shadowing opportunities. I coordinate guest speakers for different classes or for even school-wide presentations. I see the the U of I extension on your board over here. We do big projects with them where they come in and work with an entire grade level, like all of our freshmen, all of our sophomores, and I'm the common link to help that happen. So.
Oh, okay. Now on your home ec style classes.
Yes.
Those classes. What are the classes that you teach?
Sure. I teach what I call intro to design and then advanced design. So intro has some interior design components, and then we also teach students how to use a basic sewing machine. We have an embroidery machine.
Hey, can Brenda come to your class?
We do hand sewing. Then we also have some other cool tools, like we have a laser cutter and a heat press, a vinyl cutter. And those are all things I'm passionate about. So I do actually teach some adults classes every now and again. I taught a hand sewing class through the Farm Bureau this spring. So yes, that is my passion. So I'm happy to teach Brenda anything she wants to know.
Now, I recollect. Weren't you into like quilting or something for a while?
Well, I still am.
Are you?
The thing is, I'm into about everything. And so finding the time to do it all is just, even out of my home, I did like some embroidery. I just have my hands kind of in all those heritage skill kind of things because I like it. Actually, I even carry it over. I run Department M at the Jersey County Fair Exhibition Building, which is textiles and fine arts. So for real, it is a passion of mine. So I like to be able to have my hand in it, not just in the school and community. That is a big passion of mine.
Oh, I have to apologize. I forgot. We didn't include your daughter.
Oh.
We'll get in trouble for that.
Oh, we will get in trouble for Miss Kate.
Tell us about Kate.
Miss Kate just graduated from JCHS. We're real proud of that girl. She's headed to Illinois State University. Her major is going to be interior design, which is...
Oh, she's taken after you.
She is. She's enrolled in the Family and Consumer Sciences Department at Illinois State University, which I still think she's going to be a teacher, but... She says she's not, so we're just riding it out but I don't know. My mom was right about me, and so I'm hoping I'm going to be right about her.
Oh, your mom said you'd be a teacher?
Oh, yeah, all along, and I just went hard against her, and now here I am. And I'm so glad she was right. I finally listened to her. It took me a while.
Kate, now you two are pretty close.
Oh, we're real close. Yes, she was devastated when I left home this morning because she couldn't believe I was coming here without her.
Well, she could have came.
She could have. But yeah, she just really killed it in her high school years. She went out with a bang. She has a long list of scholarships, both local and beyond, that she earned. She became prom queen. She just has all sorts of accolades attached to her name at the young age of 18. So pretty cool.
Do you think that you had a lot to do with that?
I don't know if I did or not. I felt like I was the nagging. We gotta do better. But I did read one time that children of nagging mothers are the most successful. So maybe all my nagging paid off. I don't know.
How about nagging fathers?
Oh, well, her father is the biggest cheerleader.
No,
her
I'm talking
biggest
about me.
Cheerleader. Oh, okay. Well, yes. Yes, nagging fathers, they create successful children too. Dustin doesn't have a nagging bone in his body, and I always had to take the heat for being the negative one, but it turned out positive, so we're celebrating her.
Well, that is great. I'm sure in both programs, I've always heard good things, you know, about Erica Heitzig and the school. You're a big promoter of the things that go on in the school, and mm-hmm. you're also a big promoter, a big advocate for Jerseyville.
I am.
Yes.
Jersey County,
Jerseyville. You came up with the slogan, Just Be Jersey.
Actually, Dr. Hopkins did, but I was sitting at the table when she announced the idea of Just Be Jersey.
Oh, had her in the other day.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it on the radio.
I don't know for some. I guess you're the one that really used it. She suggested it, but you took and ran with it.
Wait, there was a team approach.
Okay.
But yes, I'm a I it does have some meaning to it.
Well, tell me about the meaning.
Well, gosh, it means so many things, but I don't know. We could take different topics and run with them in so many different directions, but to me, the Just Be Jersey is, I think the root idea of it was like integrity, doing the right thing when no one is looking. But for me, Just Be Jersey, a lot of that is about like carrying on tradition. We're really good at helping each other out. We're good at keeping things that are important alive. We were just sitting here talking about the fair and the parade. The farmers market has become a really neat tradition. I think homecoming at our school is such a cool tradition. I think I could go on and on about the cool traditions that we have around here. And that Just Be Jersey component is connected because of a big part of that is like volunteerism, doing the right thing, because it's not even doing the right thing. It's like just doing the thing. It's like just do it. Like, yeah. If you want to do something, just do it. If it's gonna, if it makes you happy, do it. Yeah. I mean,
you know what I see, and especially since we've been doing the Spotlight Show here for several months, I've had so many people come in. Some have moved here and love it, mm-hmm. you know, love, you know, the Tri-County, mm-hmm. love living here. Some have lived their whole life and just can't
think disconnected
about,
or
are they just, well, they just don't want to go anyplace else.
Yeah. Oh, that. Okay. Yes. That yeah. is, you're absolutely right. That's me.
Yeah. You know, that's me too. And as I get older, I used to like to want to travel and stuff. And
yeah.
I just kind of like, I know. Just kind of like staying here.
I just want to be home. I just want to hang out in my backyard. Yeah. Yes. So that, I think feeling that investment around here, it is important because some people will say, we just have nothing to do around here. You know, I'll have students say that. And I'm like, well, my friend Ashley Breitweiser shared a quote with me and it was, if you want your small town to have cool things, well, then you have to do cool things. And that resonated with me big time because we do. We have to be creative about our resources. But I don't know. I have so many. I have started some things, or I have.
Yeah, let's talk about your cool things. Okay. I know one cool thing I'm going to bring up.
Okay.
The hula hoops.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk about the hula hoops. Okay. I'm sure people know the hula hoops.
Yeah.
But maybe they don't.
That dream. Oh,
how'd that come about?
Well, I'll take it back another step to crochet in general. So I wanted to. It was probably 10 or 15 years ago, my best friend Emily DeSherlia shared the concept of yarn bombing with me. It was just like maybe on social media. Maybe it was even in a magazine. It was so long ago. I don't remember. But I was like, oh, that would be so cool. We need to find someone to do that. And, you know, like no one wants to do that but me. Like but I didn't know how to crochet. And I was trying. I tried a really long time, and I was just really, really bad at it. I'm talking 5 years I tried. COVID, I would actually even have students come in my classroom or have volunteers come into my classroom and teach my students, and I would fake crochet because I didn't understand it, and I just couldn't focus. But COVID made me actually, or it allowed me to have time to actually focus and learn, and I couldn't have guest speakers in my classroom anymore. So if I wanted my students to keep learning how to crochet, I had to figure it out. And so I did. And it was messy. And it was, oh gosh, it was hard. And the things that we were creating were just not that great. And it's kind of embarrassing. But honestly, that taught me so much. And those students, oh, I don't know, that we all got so frustrated together. But that evolved into, well, guys, I think, you know, like it went from learning how to just crochet a little pot holder to, guys, I think we can do more. And they'd be like, no, this is awful. This is hard. We don't make us do more. And then that first year, we were able to connect with you and make the that crochet hula hoop project happen. It was just, we were just talking about how things fall into place, and it was like, oh, I got my eye on a building that we could do this. And there, it's not like you just crochet hula hoops and they just fall into place. It took you being able to connect the hardware and you caring about making it happen for us too, like installing heavy wire and things that I would have never thought of. And so just that collaborating and working together, that school to community project, like that hula hoop project is so cool. But what I'm trying to do there is show that we're doing really cool things in our schools but you don't always, or you're not always able to see it. So we're able to get it out there. And then that creates, like, you know, student investment in our community. And then suddenly you feel more connected. So you go from being like, nothing cool around here happens to like,
Did you see those really cool hoops?
People are stopping to take pictures and all of that. And then I got really nervous that, because that was a tradition. I think that you and I did that together for like 4 years. Yeah, I think it was four. And then I'm like, oh,
finally, we were getting it down to a science.
We did. And then it was like, I had to start over and approach Andy Prynn. And I was so nervous because I didn't know him and I didn't know of how well received it would be. And he was so receptive and just, he's like, let's do it. And I'm like, okay. So I was trying to coach him through like what I did know and what I didn't know. And he's like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'm like, oh man, if this man could just worry a little bit with me, it'd be really cool because like, he's just acting like this just goes up. And he worked his little tail off while my students and I sat there and watched him take over your role of connecting all of that. And it just made me really happy how that all fell into place and how much he cared about the tradition as well. So it just makes me happy.
Yeah. And we had, didn't you have somebody like from California or something? What was that story?
Yes.
That I heard?
There was a lady that was traveling Route 66 and I posted it on social media. So she branched off about, what did that be, about an hour from here? Branched off and was traveling the Route 66 route. And from California, she popped by Jerseyville so she could have her picture taken. And she'd messaged me and said that she was going to do it. And I was like, oh, and I'm just like, oh, God, she's going to be disappointed. She's going to go off. And she was just extra amazed. Seeing it in person made her like so much happier. Like she wasn't, it was the opposite. It was like, wow. Okay. So our little art project is actually bringing people in from California. That's impact. I like that.
Yeah. Well, what else? What else have you done?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, no, you've done a lot of things, but any other highlights that you want to talk about?
Oh, I mean, honestly, my other favorite tradition is the fair exhibition. It's kind of a secret that I think over the past
The fair exhibition. And you were in charge
No,
of
it. I am not in charge of it.
You created it.
No, I did not. This is a long-lived tradition.
You thought about it.
No, I didn't do it. Like, this has been going on for probably 100 years, maybe longer.
You brought it back to life.
No, I don't even think I did that. I'm just saying I care and I want people to know about it. I do pull students to know more. So I do think that I've helped the junior. I'm not in charge of the junior department. Ruth Wadlow is actually the superintendent over the entire division, but I'm just in charge of textiles and fine arts. But basically, it's heritage skills. So if you, it's the exhibition building, but it's called the Green Building. And if you go out to the fair during fair week, starting right after the parade, you can see, basically it's like a taste of Jersey County. You walk through there and it's so cool, all the heritage skills that are coming out. So it's anything from fruits, vegetables, farm fresh eggs, flowers from your garden. I'm trying to mentally walk through the building. You would find textiles and fine arts. So you'd find all these hand and machine quilts and all these things that are crocheted and knitted. The junior division is really cool because it encompasses a whole lot of things that our kids have done together. There's also a section of antiques. There's a culinary division. It's just really, really cool. And trying to describe who we are as Jersey County is hard, but you walk through the building and you're like, this is it. This is who we are.
Yeah. We do have a lot of cool things that has happened in our history.
And you win, if you choose to enter, you win prize money. Like if you win first, second or third place, you actually get a check cut to you. But my favorite part is a ribbon. You get a bragging rights ribbon. And that is just so great to me because I don't know.
You always wanted one?
Well, I mean, I win them left and right. pretty much anyone is able to win a ribbon if you're committed to signing up. So it's just neat. I used to think of it as a competition, but actually it's become a huge learning experience for me. So, and it's just fun to watch like-minded people come together and connect because I've made friends out there that I would have never known otherwise just simply because, well, I mean, yeah, I like textiles and fine arts, but I've really taken an interest into gardening. And I had no idea what I was doing, and I kept failing, but I've connected with so many people that know what they're doing. I'm like, tell me everything. And if you're passionate about something, they'll tell you anything that you want to know. So
heck yeah.
It doesn't cost you a dime, and you get a friend out of the deal. So yeah. It's pretty cool.
I know you're a big advocate of downtown Jerseyville.
Yes. Kiss,
and of local.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're running, close to running out of time,
mm-hmm.
but I would like for you to give your pitch on local mm-hmm. business and supporting local business.
Mm-hmm. Well, as the daughter and wife of entrepreneurs, I have lived my life understanding the importance of supporting local small businesses. Downtown Jerseyville is the backbone to our downtown, or to Jerseyville, and really our Jersey County, really the Tri-County area, because we all come together. That is, without that downtown Jerseyville, we just, it makes us thrive. It makes us look good. It gives us a reason to come together and connect. But also just the idea of supporting small businesses is, well, they're also the ones spending money in our community. If we don't keep our money local and help each other out, we got nothing. So
It recycles itself.
Yeah,
that's what people don't realize. When you spend money locally, it stays in the community.
It does.
When you spend money with out of state,
it does.
Companies. That money goes out of state.
You know, like, I think of my mom who operates a car dealership, and she doesn't necessarily get it. She just says, you know, if we don't have what you want, you got to buy your car and still buy your car in town. I mean, we're the ones that are supporting your ball team. We're the ones that are, you know, we're the ones that are writing the checks to keep this town alive, and our tax dollars are making it happen and all of that. So just shop, like, if you don't want to buy your car from us, that's okay, but go down the road at least. Don't leave town. That's a lot of tax dollars that you're throwing at another community. One other thing that I'll mention is one of my other dear friends, Jamie Bechtold, who owns she has, watching her create that store from the ground up, not just risk taker, not really knowing what she was doing in the beginning, just winging it. And then since then, we keep having other boutiques pop up, and watching her mindset of like people saying like, oh my gosh, are you going to be like, is this going to hurt you? And she's like, heck no, I can't wait to get down the street and check out the other boutiques too. You know, like, this is so cool because it brings people to our town. It helps us. It brings us together. It's not necessarily like cutthroat competition. It's
right.
Like, I don't know. It's just cool.
It is cool. It's very cool. Just a quick note. When I went to Ireland in 2016, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, they had all the different things, landmarks, et cetera, to see, and we went to a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the most outstanding thing to me, and what I saw that just blew the hat right off my head,
mm-hmm.
was that in Ireland, they don't allow all the big box stores to come to Ireland.
Yes.
And they devote everything to the small towns.
Yes.
And they make it so the small towns exist.
Mm-hmm.
And we would travel through mm-hmm. these small towns.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it was what the small towns in America were. Mm-hmm.
Well, I envy Calhoun.
Back in the 60s.
I envy Calhoun and Carrollton. I don't know if it's their actual policy or not, but even going through there, I don't see the big box stuff. I don't know if that's intentional or not, but oh gosh, I mean, can you get a better bite to eat than running up to Carrollton? I mean,
and
that
Calhoun.
Is a wish. And Calhoun, oh my gosh.
People used to travel all over to go to Calhoun
yes.
and eat.
My dad just drives over to River Dock just for the brisket. By himself and comes
yeah.
right back because it's just so good. So yes, it's that small local stuff that gives your town personality and charm and puts us on the map and brings us together. And again, like you said, recycles. We just keep, you know, if you invest in our, if you drink that Prairie Farms milk, I promise you, we're spinning it right back here.
Well, Erica, we have ran out of time. Okay. And but thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate you. You take care. And we'll see you on the streets of Jerseyville.
Thank you.
Bye.